You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. All right, welcome back. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Always good to see our representatives and our delegates in studio here. My thanks to Matt Rosendale, Jay Bodner for the Montana Stockbrokers Association on standby here, too. Jay, thank you for coming in. We might have to hold you over a little bit. We got just a couple of minutes here. But let's start off as we had saw a new release from the BLM that finds no significant impact for American Prairie Reserve. Essentially, the American Prairie Reserve, they want to locate a herd of like 10,000 bison on mostly public lands. And this actually makes them, it's a step closer to its goal for APR, isn't it?
Yes, Tom. Yeah, that certainly is correct. This issue has been around for a lot of years. This initial proposal started back in 2017. It was quite a bit larger. It included, 26 grazing allotments. Back in 2019 then, the American Prairie Reserve did reduce their request, and it's down to 7 allotments. But you are correct, yes. So the BLM has studied this the last couple of years. They just came out with a recent decision on their draft environmental assessment that says they're going to allow this to happen, and they want to transition all of these grazing allotments from cattle to bison. They'd like to remove interior fences, run year-round, and really change the dynamics of how we graze any kind of cattle or livestock out there on these public lands, and certainly raise a lot of concerns, certainly within the agricultural industry.
One of the things that you had noted is that this proposal, had it been coming from a livestock producer, would have likely ended up differently. Now, that's subjective. That's an opinion. But why do you have that opinion?
Well, certainly it seems like, because it's a different animal, a bison versus cattle, it does seem that, that they are treating it differently than any proposal from a traditional rancher. You know, in most cases, our ranchers have a very regimented, very improved grazing systems where they're, a deferred system, a rest rotation system, where they're going in, they're grazing pastures, they're not staying too long, they're moving on. So they actually, through those systems, they're improving the rangeland health. We've gone away from just year-round grazing in the same pastures, because we know that that does not improve our rangeland health, and it can potentially, create a lot of damage out there for our resources.
Jay Bodner, Executive Vice President of the Montana Stock Growers Association, back with us here as we talk about this development regarding the BLM and a finding of no significant impact for grazing allotments for APR. Go ahead and launch into this, Jay, because there are a number of concerns there. Among them is tearing down the infrastructure that's in place, that has been in place for a reason.
Yeah, and I think, to put it pointedly, we're moving a grazing program backwards 30 years. We've improved our systems, and certainly we're going back to days that we know that we can just do it better than this proposal that's out in front of us today. So some of the concerns are we're going to be running animals year-round. We're going to be removing interior fences. And we know that, if there are concerns that happen, if we don't meet these rangeland health standards, really there's a pretty limited strategy in addressing that. How do you go back and move those animals around when you've already removed a lot of these infrastructure? And so that is a major concern for us. And, will these areas be monitored and be held to the same standard as any other class of livestock? I think that is a concern that we've shown. And really, one of the other things that we've seen as we've looked through these documents and back in some of the older documents, BLM even acknowledged that there would be resource damage by running year-round with these bison in these riparian areas. So those areas around water where we know that animals tend to congregate. So, even themselves, BLM acknowledged that there would be resource damage, and yet in this document it appears like they say that there's going to be no significant impact. So, You know, there's going to be a lot of work on our end as we go through these documents and previous documents to make sure that everybody's held to the same standards.
There is a public comment period which runs between now and I think August 29th. I think there's only one scoping meeting. The governor has requested more scoping meetings because the ranching community, whom this affects greatly, is very much tied up with making a buck at this time of year or trying to make a buck. That's something I want to address as well. But this is an environmental it's an environmental assessment. It's a very much a minor version of an environmental impact statement. You know, if we're talking about the large impact of a free-roaming herd of bison, which may number 10,000, is an EIS more warranted, and will you guys push for that?
Well, certainly we have in the scoping period. That was one of our number one requests, is that you need to look at the whole comprehensive plan here instead of a piece-by-piece grazing allotment change, because there is a big plan out there that American Prairie Reserve does have, and they're very public in their statements of what they want to accomplish. And so we did request that the BLM do this through an EIS, you know, a very thorough and analysis of all the impacts, economic, social, resource. They have chosen to go down the environmental assessment route, which is a much scaled down version, as you mentioned. So that is one of the things that I think will continue to linger, that, you know, what is the right analysis here? And certainly from our aspect, we would think a full environmental impact statement would have been the correct route to go.
Have you considered taking that to court?
Well, right now the process goes, we're not quite to that point yet. So they would have to go through, they'll have this public comment period. As that comment period ends, then they'll come out with a decision. There is an appeal process. There is, through that appeal process, that's going to last another couple of weeks. Then you would go through Interior Land Board appeal process. So there is quite a bit of BLM processes to get through before you would get to kind of a litigation standpoint. But certainly, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are looking at this, and I think even, you know, the state of Montana would look at this as, one, do they even really meet the classification to hold a grazing permit? And then two, does this really meet the rangeland health standards that we need to be met?
Yeah, understood. I know that the ranchers have been good stewards of the land, so the grasslands are not endangered there by any means. So it's the BLM website for comments. Is that correct, Jay?
Yeah, so the BLM for the Montana and Dakotas, it has a link right on there. You can get to our link, too, where it'll take you right to that website also. So there's a couple of avenues that you can get to. You can call our office if you're having trouble finding any of that. So right now, you are correct. The comment period runs from July 1 to August 29th. The governor has made a request to extend that 45 days. We're also following up that request to extend that 45 days. And I think from our view, you know, a request that's been in the works for 4 years, a 45-day extension certainly is not an unreasonable request. So we'll be making that request also. There is one meeting. It is a virtual meeting, and that's going to be July 21st. We also agree with the governor that that should be an in-person meeting to really give people an opportunity to provide their comments. And so we'll be pushing for that also.
Executive Vice President, of the Montana Stock Growers Association, Jay Bodner. Always great to chat with you, Jay. Be well. Have some fun this summer, okay?
All right, Tom. Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity to visit.